This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ovidio Guzman, a son of imprisoned Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, was extradited to the United States on Friday to face fentanyl trafficking charges in a boost for the Biden administration's push to curb the spread of the deadly opioid. Ryan Chang reports.
The 33-year-old was last captured in January after an intense firefight with Mexican authorities. The U.S. government requested Ovidio's extradition in February. While extradition proceedings of Mexican drug traffickers can sometimes take years, Ovidio's removal this time was quicker than his father's, who was flown to the U.S. barely a year after his final arrest in 2016. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland expressed gratefulness to the Mexican government. In a statement, he said, quote, "The Justice Department will continue to hold accountable those responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has devastated too many communities across the country."
The top American military officer says North Korea may be able to boost Russia's supply of artillery munitions for the war in Ukraine, but Army General Mark Milley says that's not likely to make a big difference. He made the comments as he arrived in Norway for NATO meetings that began Saturday. Milley said the recent meeting in Russia between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin will probably lead to North Korea to provide Soviet-era 152-millimeter artillery rounds to Moscow. Milley said that while he doesn't want to play down the weapons assistance too much, quote, "I doubt that it would be decisive." Two cargo vessels arrived in Ukraine on Saturday, Ukrainian port authorities said. The first ships to use a temporary corridor to sail into Black Sea ports and load grain for African and Asian markets. Five vessels have so far left the port of Odessa using the corridor, which hugs the western Black Sea coast near Romania and Bulgaria. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This